A very good morning to you. Welcome to our Bird Notes. This is Dwight Davis. First of all, there is no such thing as a hoot owl, at least on the American Ornithologist Union checklist. But because owls hoot, the great horned owl and the barred owl immediately come to mind, because owls hoot, the public and makers of Halloween cards think that hoot owl is an accepted name. It's sort of like seagull. Ornithologists don't speak of seagulls. Properly, it's just gulls, but that's for another discussion. Most owls are named for their appearance, the great gray owl, for example, the short-eared owl, and the two just mentioned, the great horned and the barred owl. But there are two owls in eastern North America that are named for their calls, and neither one gives a hoot. One of them, the screech owl, doesn't screech either. Its call is usually described as a whinny. Yes, that's an owl, the screech owl. That leaves only one owl with an accurate name based on its call. An appropriate name, but a most unusual one. It's the saw-whet owl. Even the most hardened birder will concede that this bird is cute, and that's not an adjective we usually use for owls. It's the smallest owl in the eastern U.S., all of 8 inches long, with no ear tufts and just a large rounded head with bright yellow eyes and white eyebrows. The juvenile, by the way, is quite a bit different. It is a chocolate brown with buffy underparts and a flattened white triangle on the forehead. The saw-whet owl is extremely tame. Absurdly tame, says Peterson. If you encounter one sitting quietly in a low branch of a pine tree, you can probably handle it, pick it up, without the bird flying off. It used to be thought that the saw-whet owl was uncommon, but a recent study of the migration patterns of owls discovered that it is much more abundant than previously thought. The fact that the bird is small and secretive, and that it migrates at night, led to the belief that it was less common than it actually is. And now the name. The sound that gives this little bird its name is usually heard at night. It is supposed to resemble the sound of a saw being sharpened on a whetstone. Here it is. That monotonous sound can go on for hours at night during the breeding season. But since the saw-whet owl breeds in Canada, we're not likely to hear it. We can, however, encounter this cute and tame little bird in the woods in the winter in the Old Dominion.